Good morning. Today on Experts on the 20s on KBND, it's Jeff at Chaco Law. And Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here today. Now, last time you were in, we talked about sexual harassment. And with the transition that Bend has been going through, you've probably been hearing more about this particular issue, right?
Yeah, I have. It's actually comes up quite a bit. And I deal with it here, my practice in Bend, it's on a more frequent basis lately.
So it's basically almost a clash of cultures, if you will. You've got the small town attitude, you got the small town employers who've been here a long time, but now they've got new people and new types of employees coming in.
Right. The corporate culture is changing. Well, the workforce is changing. Certain things that maybe were tolerated 10 years ago are no longer tolerated and by individual employees or groups of employees. And so there needs to really be, I think, a global thought process that employers put into what is their HR culture, and are there issues or potential issues of sexual harassment, or do certain employees kind of sexualize the culture by sending around photographs, text messages, jokes, things like that? This really matters, because if it's allowed to go on, you can really open yourself up to a lawsuit.
Well, it sounds like something an employer has got to get ahead of.
Right.
So what kind of things can they do?
Well, the way I counsel my clients is to address it kind of three different prongs. You have policies, you have your procedures, and you have training. All right. Everything starts with well-crafted written policies that are distributed to your employees, supervisors from top down. All right. They have to be specific. You have to define what sexual harassment is. You have to prohibit that sort of conduct, essentially a zero tolerance policy. And you have to explain to people that there's not going to be any retaliation against an individual if they do complain about it. So if you have good policies that kind of set the standard and set the expectations for how employees are to behave, that's the best place to start.
It sounds like it would be quite a difficult thing for an employer if it's a he said, she said sort of situation.
Right. Well, that's where the policies come in, and that's where the procedures come in, okay? You need to have a written description to your employees of how a complaint is going to be handled. So if a complaint is made, everyone knows what is going to happen. There's no guessing by the employees, and there's no wiggle room to play favorites for one employee versus another. You know what's to expect. It's a fair process. And then it's followed. It starts with an investigation. Essentially, if a complaint comes in, you have an immediate investigation. It's thorough. You give everyone a chance to talk and give their side of the story. And then ultimately, you have a resolution. And that resolution needs to address the problem one way or the other. You don't have to validate a complaint just because one is received. The employer's job is to address it thoroughly and fairly, and then resolve it one way or the other. It could be discipline for a particular employee, it may not be. But the policies in place give you direction and then flexibility to decide what an appropriate way to address the problem is.
And you have to make sure that once you go write those policies and procedures down, that you go by them, because that would show, again, the favoritism part and get you in trouble, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's where the training comes in. This is really important, and it's where a lot of employers go wrong. They may have good policies and they may have good procedures, but they haven't trained anyone really how to do that. So you actually have to invest time. And in California, they actually mandate that employers of certain sizes have sexual harassment training for their employees and supervisors. I just think it's a great idea in general for any employer to make sure that employees, supervisors, and executives know what to do and what to expect when a complaint is filed, and understand the range of conduct that really just isn't acceptable, so that you let everyone know what the expectations are and what's going to happen if you don't live up to
that. That sounds almost like it's opened up a whole new niche industry that you need experts to be able to come in and train your people.
Absolutely. I do that quite frequently,
there
actually.
You are.
Yes.
You're the expert.
Yes, I am.
All right. So for more information on this and to get your questions answered, if you want to contact Jeff, you can do so very easily. How so, Jeff?
My website is chackellaw.com, chackellaw.com, two L's, all one word.
All right, Jeff Chackle, and we've been talking about sexual harassment, and it's a real issue. It affects local employers and businesses all the time. Get a hold of Jeff at chackellaw.com. That's today's Experts on the 20s on FM News 100 at 1110 KBND.